Hello, this is Heat's We're Obsessed With podcast. I'm Lydia Batham, and also with me today is Heat's news writer, Charlotte Oliver.
Hi.
And Heat World's Ruby Norris.
Hello.
So this is our weekly showbiz podcast, covering everything from celebrity gossip to pop culture updates. It's out weekly every Friday. For more celeb goss, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7, and heatworld.com has got all the breaking news. Now, last night, I was sat on the sofas with my housemates, and one of them was like, oh, Gaz Beadle's having a baby. And we were like, sorry, what?
Bombshell.
Shock, horror.
Seriously.
What a bombshell.
Yeah, I saw it on Instagram too. And the pictures as well, like, they were so cute with the little tiny baby shoes. And
yeah,
it was all just very, it was kind of like Twilight Zone, like something you don't expect to see on Gaz's Instagram.
But can we discuss the Dior dummy? Like, what baby needs a Dior dummy?
Gaz's baby.
Gaz's baby. Definitely.
Obviously.
Yeah. Baby G. Shaw.
Yeah.
The classy.
Yeah.
It's got to be classy. I mean, what the shoes as well, didn't they say,
the little,
I love mum,
I love
dad.
I love mum, I love dad. And like the 1 + 1 = 3. It's like, no, you still can't do math, mate.
Yes.
No, it just doesn't make three.
Still not quite adding up there.
Yeah.
Oh, bless them. What do we make of the news then? Are we very surprised? Are we...
I'm surprised because obviously there was all that massive drama about Emma, like when they broke up a few months ago, and she's saying that he's a cheat and a liar and all that. But then it does explain why she was so angry, maybe. Like she.
Because of the timing, surely.
Yeah,
she
would have been just having found out.
Yeah.
So if he was playing around, then girl has every reason to be, you know, kicking off a bit on Twitter, I'd say.
Yeah.
So it explains that. But I mean, they haven't even been together that long, have they?
But then, it's reality TV, though, isn't it?
Yeah, so everything moves faster.
Everything moves about 10 years faster than in real life.
And, like, when you've also got money, which they do have access to, like, these things are less of an issue.
It's true. I think maybe it's shocking as well because we have so many yummy mummies in the reality TV sphere. Mm. We've got Binky and Billy and Sam Vaez.
Fern McCann.
What's her face? Amy Childs.
Yeah.
So this is the first... you know, celeb daddy.
Yeah.
And it's a Geordie Shaw guy as well, which is maybe even more, I'm sure they do impregnate maybe a few. I don't know, it's just speculation. But actually, you know, who knows? Like, next year he could be having like the book deal and the baby range.
Yeah.
The MTV.
Exactly.
Gaz baby show.
Yeah. Because the yummy daddy.
Because he's still in Geordie Shore.
Yeah. Well, I think he's quit now.
Oh, he's officially quit now.
I think
that's
what's happened today. Okay. He's leaving the show
to raise his baby.
Raise his brood.
You cannot be a dad and on that show.
No.
And in the shag pad with
have Scotty T as like proud uncle.
Yeah, the godparents, Aaron Chalmers and Scotty T.
Well, who do we put money on being godparents?
I think there'll be someone from Geordie Shore that will be definitely involved in it heavily. Yeah.
Was it Aaron who... tweeted or insta'd his support or something.
Yeah, Aaron was.
So maybe he's angling for a.
But then Marty McKenna was like, did you see what he tweeted?
No.
He said, what have you done?
Oh, really?
And I think he summed up pretty much a large portion of the nation with his tweet.
He asked what everyone was asking.
Yeah.
I know. I was just watching him on Snapchat and he was kind of posting these incredibly excited videos of like saying, I have my young nephew and I love being around kids and just absolutely can't wait to be a dad.
Yeah.
There's a bit of me that's just like, are you saying this through gritted teeth?
Yeah. I mean,
that's awful for me to say.
No,
I think everyone's thinking it,
But then again, I guess, like, what else is he supposed to do? At least he's not saying this is a mistake. And she tried to trap me and stuff like that, which, you know, he could
And he's
probably...
cracking on a bit. Like, late 20s? Like, really
late
20s?
Oh, no, that's young.
Do you think?
But
that's, like, all right. That's my age, at least.
I think we feel like because they're on TV, they should be doing it a lot younger. I know it's wrong.
Well, because they're all doing it. Like, it's, like, definitely been in the waters.
So in terms of, like, his contemporaries, he is quite old to be doing it. And, like...
I mean, I guess Vicky P's getting married, so the Geordie Shore people are, you know, catching up now with the rest.
And that's the thing, the Geordie Shore people have always been behind in that sense. They've always been the ones that are still partying
clinging on
and having
to the party lifestyle.
Raging lifestyle, which I kind of enjoy. But what do we think Charlotte's going to feel about
this? Oh,
bless
poor Charlotte.
She
Did
was
you
upset
see her today?
Yeah,
she was she completely broke down on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so bad for
her.
It's
awful. I think it's hard to see any ex move on in general. And I think obviously the issue of a baby is so heartbreaking,
fragile.
For her.
Yeah,
and then the fact that she has had a rough time with Bear recently as well, as she put on Snapchat. So I think everything's probably just got a bit much.
I think, and obviously everyone's immediately thinking about her as soon as he announces it as well. So she's getting the pressure, like not only like feeling it herself, but having everyone be like, oh, so are you feeling this? Are you feeling this?
Like, how are you feeling about this?
Yeah, it must be really. And I think also, I mean, I interviewed her a few months ago when... with Bear, and she was saying, oh yeah, we want loads of kids, and you know, they kept saying that for so long, and she kept saying, oh, we're gonna get engaged first, and obviously Vicky P got engaged recently, so I think she probably is
she's missed out on the
she's eating her words a bit.
Do you think as well that, I mean, I don't know, I follow it from a slight distance, I guess, maybe compared to you guys, but that relationship is completely done, I'm guessing it is now, but I've always felt like there's something about Gaz and Charlotte that always could have been, but this feels like the complete nail in the coffin.
Yeah, probably. But they did, I feel like we saw them grow up together.
Yeah.
So that's why everyone always thinks they're going to have this big sort of important relationship. But then people do meet their like partners when they've, after they had like really important relationships. So maybe it's just like something that is done now, and this new chapter
this signals it, which is probably also why it's hard for her too, especially because it's the baby thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't that that broke
she
up
probably
eventually.
The fact that he was still partying so much and like split up with Emma and then was like being single in Geordie Shore, probably she probably thought that like, oh, I've moved on and I'm better and he's still in this like circle, and now the fact that he's actually gonna have a family, probably a bit much.
Probably.
Poor Charlotte.
But very happy news for Gaz. It looks like he is embracing the idea of being a dad. And he's got a few months to get the partying out of his system if he needs to.
Yeah. I can't wait for the spin-off. Like, you know, the Born in Chelsea or the Mummy Diaries. It's going to be Gaz the Dad.
Hashtag Gaz the Dad. Oh, he's trying to get trending. Yeah. He's trying to get that trending, isn't he?
Well, there you go. There's the name of the show already.
Done.
On to things that actually really excite me. Taylor Swift is coming back. But she is, let's be honest here. And by the time people are listening to this, she probably will.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Be live with music, and
listeners will know what it is all about, what the snake is about.
Exactly. And you can work out of all of the detective work that people have been doing in the background. Amazing. Actually, was right.
Was right for everything. Yeah. What is the snake? It's just a bit gross, I think.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
It looks gross, but then I think there's so many things about the snake. So she's born in 1989, and that was the year of the snake.
Oh, okay, that's my year.
Me too.
There you go.
I know.
I've felt
a huge affinity to Taylor because I'm also born on the 13th of a month.
Oh.
You know how she embraces like the number 13 and because everyone else thinks it's unlucky. It's
you're just like
best friends, Taylor. I'm sorry, that's not creepy. So there's that side of things, but also obviously everyone called her a snake after
the Kardashian. Yeah, all those emojis were all over her Insta,
so,
weren't they?
It's like, is she, one, just trying to like reclaim the snake, or two, is the song going to be about
a diss track?
So many questions.
A Kardashian diss track.
So many questions. Have you been following all of the, because obviously she deleted all her social media and then she started tweeting these snakes. Have you been seeing all the different like codes and things that people have found around it?
I saw they said something about five. Was there a symbol of five somewhere on the snake's tail?
A two and a five.
If
you look really closely, and I only looked really closely on one that someone had actually kind of highlighted it. So maybe that's what made me see it.
When they say it's there.
Yeah.
Those optical illusions.
But then people apparently were also looking into like the source code of her website, and they found
People have time, don't they?
And they found that there was like this kind of string of what looked like gobbledygook, but if you took every letter and then went back one in the alphabet, it actually read, that's what you don't see. But then I've Googled
this
today because everyone's like, maybe it's called That's What You Don't See.
Yeah.
That's actually a lyric in Shake It Off. So we could all be wrong here.
Yeah. But then that's coincidental, isn't it?
Unless you just pull a coincidence out of everything. So you said, like, get the source code, then go three numbers
I'm
ahead.
I'm sure you could.
And then you've got, like,
but it might not
I'm
make a
marrying
sentence.
Ed Sheeran. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
true.
You could say anything.
But I think everything Taylor Swift does is done with intent.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, there's nothing coincidental with Taylor Swift.
Totally. And that's a big thing. I think her fans are so aware of that.
Yeah.
Also, there's a whole load of music videos that are up, or there's videos up on her YouTubes that people can't see.
Yeah.
So it's definitely coming.
There's a storm coming.
Are you excited for it?
Well, yes.
I am, because it's a new Taylor Swift. Everyone talks about it. It's going to be fun. I want to hear it. But I'm actually not her biggest fan. Mm-hmm. I can't.
Yeah.
Pretend.
I think I'm more excited because I'm kind of sick of her just hiding and
that's true.
Guessing if she's been in a suitcase or not. Like, I want her out back in the real world.
Yeah.
I want to talk about like her love life and stuff. I think that's
I want her to get a new boyfriend. Yeah.
Well, she's with Joe, and I want to see them like out on town and doing their, you know, the PR stunts like we were used to with her.
Yeah. There's been quite a quiet relationship for her, hasn't there? It's been very much yeah, in the background.
But in terms of the music, I mean, I don't know. What do you think? What's it going to? Because they're saying it's going to be a new sound, and I was thinking, what is her sound? I'm not quite sure.
It's changed. Yeah, that's what, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. So I'm an old school Swiftie.
I'm a country girl.
So it was, you know, Fearless was on my Christmas list in 2008.
Nice.
I still have Christmas list. So I'm hoping that she's going to go for something like that. Yeah. But the snake makes me feel that she won't be and that it is going to be. Yeah.
Sassy.
But that disappoints me too, because I just feel like, particularly after this, the court case that she's just had, I would hope that she wouldn't be about dissing other women and.
So maybe it's going to be a real self-referential. Yes, I'm a snake, but snakes are beautiful.
Yeah, snakes are great. Everyone's
going
to
redefine
the snake.
Or just embrace the fact that actually, she owns the fact that she is this woman that controls her own career and controls her own. And hopefully, maybe it could be about that. I don't know. But the rest of her music, she always writes about people that she's had interactions with. Yeah. So we can be sure that some of the tracks on this album will be about probably.
I just hope there's
Calvin.
Tom Hiddleston. Oh my God.
Katy Perry.
There's so many people that she can talk about.
Yeah, it's going to go off. I hope so.
I'm excited.
It's going to give us lots to write
about. And I hope she brings in all her A-list friends again, because I loved that video for Bad Blood so much.
Yeah.
That actually, you know, that got me a fan. That made me a fan of hers.
Yeah.
When she slow motion walked in that video.
It was a moment for her, wasn't it?
Powerful stuff.
The squad.
Yeah. What do you think about her wiping her social media profiles? I feel like that's quite like a brave move. She had a lot of like Instagram likes. Yeah. She's some of the most liked pictures on there. Would you ever do that?
I mean, I have about 4 likes on each photo,
mine aren't as precious. But I wonder if, like, she has some sort of, like, secret way of regaining it.
Yeah.
Maybe. I feel like she's connected.
She probably knows, the top guys at Instagram.
Just a way to private everything.
Maybe.
Yes. That's what's happened.
Yeah. Hide it all and then she's
But she
come
knows
back.
How to get a reaction. Like, if anything's going to get a reaction.
Did you think that was effective? Because this is the thing. She's given us a reason to talk about her every single day this week so far, which means that when the song eventually comes out, which is probably already out by the time you listen to it, we're all going to be talking about it even more.
Yeah.
I think she definitely knew what she was doing. And props to her, because, as you say, we're
And also, she's probably not worried. She knows that as soon as she posts one more thing, it's going to get, like 40,000 million trillion likes.
So I know. We were looking at it was like 20,000 views in like 2 minutes. We were like, wow. That's insane. Something that I don't know anything about now, so I might have to let you take over as Celebrity Big Brother. Because I'm just so sorry. It's just not interested me in any way, shape, or form.
You're not a rare case there.
You're not alone.
I mean, especially after Love Island, we were all obsessed and it was amazing. Suddenly Celebrity Big Brother's back on and it's just so rubbish in comparison.
But everyone's kind of just a bit done with reality TV.
And it's kind of like, it's just a bit nasty. Like, Love Island was never nasty.
It was very lovely, wasn't it? It was all like
pretty people. Having a bit of drama, but it still wasn't. This has seemed a bit... Dare I say, it seemed a bit grubbier watching
it. A bit seedy, I think.
Well, a few nights ago, watching Sarah get very handsy.
Yeah. I read about this.
Yeah, I was a little taken aback, and I'm not a prude. But it was just I didn't really need to see Sarah Harding getting that comfortable with
Chad.
And
there's more to come, I think. There's more.
And then there's screenshots of it that are then put all over papers or magazines that you're reading. You're like, I don't know if I need this now in still print either.
Again, even with Love Island, where obviously we are watching them bonking on TV, it's all very euphemistic and you're seeing the little light lampshades and like the bed.
The little bed, covers.
This was literally like night lights. She rips off the covers, even after she said, keep the covers on.
Yeah.
And she's just, getting to grips, quite literally, with something that I don't want to... Yeah, it was a bit unpleasant.
Yeah.
Mm. But I've actually been watching it because I want to know what's going on, because I want to write about it.
I think people still care about it. Yeah. People still always have a fascination with
but
watching it in the
house.
It's
been a frustrating watch, I'd say.
It hasn't been pleasant, I don't think, a lot of the time.
Who for you is the star of the show, then, this year?
I think, well... Bless her, Sarah. She went in with such strong intentions to... I want to show the public the real me.
Unfortunately,
she's revealed herself to be a bit of a cuckoo person. And not even, like... You can't feel that sorry for her because she's just a bit unpleasant sometimes. So I think she stood out, but maybe for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll come out and have a renaissance again. And people are voting her in because she's still in.
Yeah, she's still in.
I mean, again, when people listen to this, I don't know what the outcome will be.
Well, it will be Friday's the final, isn't
it? Yeah, so who knows? I don't know. I would say she won't win. Maybe I'll eat my words. Sam Thompson, I think he's the only one who's just come out.
He was just really coming across.
He's come across really well.
Quite nice. Just lovely.
So you think he'll be the star of the show?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I reckon.
Put the public. Yeah, he is just very sweet.
Yeah.
And there's nothing malicious, or there's nothing, like, he doesn't have any ulterior motives.
Yeah, although I'm not sure ex-girlfriend Tiff. Tiffany Watson.
Yeah, I mean,
on the same page as us.
I think it's probably been a bit hard for her because he's been obviously doing his flirting thing with Amelia,
yeah,
who, by the way, is completely smitten with him. So I think he's going to have a bit of an awkward situation when he leaves, because I think
she's probably more invested in that than he is.
Yeah, yeah. But he just means so well, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Lovely.
I don't think he wants to hurt anyone's feelings or anything. He's just living in the house, being a nice guy, not offending anyone.
Yeah, and he's just been very... Well. He's also... Sometimes you watch them and you think, oh, I feel so embarrassed for you because you have to be there because you want the paycheck and you want the exposure. He's just very happy to be there,
yeah.
Which it makes it nicer to watch because you just don't feel so uncomfortable watching it,
yeah,
watching them when they, like, don't want to be there.
Yeah.
So you feel like he's, I mean, obviously it probably is going to help and boost his career,
yeah,
you presume.
Yeah.
But he doesn't feel like that's what he's there for, because sometimes, yeah, that's what people are there. They're at desperation's point, exactly, where they really
last
need like a little, yeah, little hand up. Or they're maybe like him, who are not really that known anyway, and kind of,
yeah, I think it's a bit like a Charlotte Crosby or Stephen Bear as well. The same situation. Like, both of them actually did really well from it because,
yeah,
I think
it's not going to detriment him.
Yeah,
but it's not. It might not necessarily give him what he wants, but it's not going to ruin any of his chances because he's got main Chelsea anyway, hasn't,
yeah,
he?
Who do you think is going to come out of this and have sort of a new career from it, or do you think that there's probably no one because Love Island contestants have taken all the jobs?
I personally can't think of anyone that's going to have this big whole new sort of lease of life from CBB.
I think Sarah, she'll definitely still be talked about.
Yeah, she's, like, going to have lots of attention.
And I mean, maybe she'll be a very clever PR person who will turn
spin
it all around.
For
her. Yeah, I think.
Could we get a solo album? Do you think?
But she tried that.
I know.
This year, didn't she? Or last year? I can't remember. And she then went on a soap. I failed to remember which one. One was she on EastEnders?
Was she? No.
Or Corey? It was one of those.
Okay.
Corey makes more. Yeah. Feels like it makes more sense.
Yeah.
But
okay. And then she obviously had the affair situation with Danny Dyer.
The affair. Yeah. Yeah. Situation. Yeah.
So she has been in the papers, but I think this will definitely. It's definitely piqued our interest more in her.
Yeah. Do we think her and Chad are going to be an in real
life
relationship?
Oh, forever. Forever and ever.
Live happily
ever after.
And have lots of little.
Well, you were
kids.
Saying what you thought his sort of. His reasoning was.
So we have a theory that he thinks she's like on a par with Cheryl.
Oh,
and he
so
thinks
awkward.
He's like bagged himself a Cheryl. Like, he's, yeah, obviously heard of Cheryl in America. She's kind of broken it a,
yeah,
bit. And he's kind of bagged himself. Oh, yeah, like, girls allowed. I've made it. I'm going to have a successful career.
That's
and then he's going to get out and he's going to realise,
it's so embarrassing.
Actually,
yeah,
it's not quite on the same level.
No. I mean, last night, I don't blame you guys for not watching it. I did. The Sound of the Underground came on in the house and she made,
I've actually,
like,
seen the clip.
Okay, so she,
yep,
grabbed her broom and she started, like, doing the whole routine and he was just watching me like, oh my God, I'm dating a pop star.
Yeah.
And it was just like, no. She can't even remember the words.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Talking of reality TV shows, mm-hmm, and whether or not they're seeming that great this year, we've got the Strictly lineup now.
Yeah.
The full list. So I'm not that impressed with it, but then I also think, and I've said this, I remember a few years ago, we were like, oh, I don't think this is that great. Mm. This is a show that my mum loves, and she doesn't care.
Yeah.
She just wants to see people dance.
Yeah. I mean, I'm probably like your mum. I love Strictly so much.
I really do too.
I'm so excited. Yeah, it is slightly underwhelming. But then again, there are some good names in the mix.
I think they're quite awesome.
Yeah,
quite,
I think,
okay,
Molly will be good.
Yeah, I think Sandra Burke would be great, I think.
Yeah, unless she thinks she's really good. She could be one of those.
Yeah.
I think she might think she's an Alicia, and she might be a bit.
This is
Alicia.
Maybe she's got her eyes on, like, taking over Alicia.
The Alicia crown.
Yeah, the Alicia crown.
And then I think Aston will be really good, but then everyone expects him to be good because he's in a boy band. And
but he was a trained dancer.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
Like, I mean, I know it's not the same style of dancing, but he's got a real advantage.
Yeah,
when and he'll be doing backflips.
Yeah,
and things,
yeah,
like that,
I was going to say how
can.
Many times do you reckon,
yeah,
he'll do a whip a backflip?
Yeah.
Out.
So, but then I mean, Johnny Peacock. Like, I just think he'll win. There's just no way he won't win.
It sounds awful. I just don't know who he is. Should I know who he is?
Well, I only know because, you know, I looked him up when,
okay,
he was napped.
Right.
But I think, I mean, I don't want to sound cynical at all, but, you know, the public do like this sort of overcoming difficulties,
yeah,
thing. And obviously
facing
he's amazing
adversity.
Anyway. He's a, you know, Paralympian gold medalist.
That's who he is, sorry. There we,
yeah,
go. Got it. That
he's amazing.
That one.
And because he's the first person, you know, with a disability,
yeah,
to perform, I think he's going to make a real mark on the show. And also, he just does seem like a very nice guy.
Yeah, I think he'll do really well.
Yeah,
I like
that.
I hope he does. But it does seem that they're even Strictly, which is like almost the golden show for reality TV shows that celebrities go on. I mean, I'm a Celeb probably is up there, but this one is one that's got a bit more dignity to it.
Yes.
It seems refined. Like this can't even bring in the big talent anymore.
I mean, I think maybe, like, obviously the BBC, they always bring in their BBC people. Mm-hmm. You've got
casualty stars and soap stars.
Yeah, exactly. I have been slightly surprised
But then maybe they'll be like the standout people that you won't expect, and then everyone will love them. They'll become the nation's sweetheart. You never know. Sometimes they go down that route, don't they? Of like trying to make a star rather than getting a star.
Yeah,
that's already well established on there.
That's true. Do you think people like Aston and Alexandra Burke are gonna try and relaunch some music careers? Even Molly. Do you think there's more music in this?
Yeah, 100%. I'm sure. And
without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, and obviously, I think Gemma Atkinson, she'll sort of get more on our radar as well again. So I'm sure a few of them are looking to sort of relaunch. But then, I mean, Frankie was on it a few years ago, wasn't she? And she did really well. So I'm sure Molly just sort of wants to prove that she too has dancing abilities.
Yeah, it's interesting to know, because you do always have to think as well about what other people are doing. Because I don't, Molly, Aston, Alexandra, I don't know what else they would do in the daytime. I'm sure they do things. Yeah. I know people that give a lot of them do have day jobs too.
Yeah.
You know, Ruth, Gemma Atkinson presents on one of our stations. Yeah, exactly.
They're going to be busy putting that in, training around their commitments, whereas other people might have a few. You must spare hours in the day.
It does always seem a bit of a disadvantage, but then I guess that happens every year.
Yeah, that's true.
And people know what they're doing when they sign up as well,
like
what they're taking on. So you can't, I guess, begrudge them for having that free time. Plus, you know, she spends a lot of time dating very good-looking models. So Molly's busy.
In Molly King, yeah.
Very busy.
Yeah, oh, I hope it comes to one of the shows. I mean, I know they're not together anymore, but...
I feel... Without signing, I don't know her very well. I don't know if she'll last that long on the show.
Do you think?
I just don't know if the voting public for Strictly will warm to her much as others. But I could be wrong there.
I don't know, though. I feel like girl bands do have a good history on it, because obviously Frankie went really far.
That's true.
And also Kimberly from Girls Aloud did really well.
Yeah.
I think they...
I could be wrong.
Yeah, I think she... If she can, you know...
If she can hold her own on the dance floor, which I'm sure she can.
But you can always be surprised. I mean, I know Caroline Flack was a good enough dancer when she won it, but I never liked her.
No.
Sorry about that.
No, I mean,
sorry.
Just even in the background, she annoyed me.
Yeah,
me too. The other show that's coming back...
Yeah, they're all coming back.
All at once. Oh. The Great British Bake Off.
Bake Off's back.
Back.
On Channel 4.
I know.
Same but different.
Same.
Do you think it's going to be Channel 4's best ratings ever on Tuesday night, or will people be too
everyone's, scared? Everyone's going to tune in. Everyone wants to see it, don't they? They want to see what's going to be different, what they kept the same.
It's been front page news all week.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a bit surprised that it has been so big this week.
Yeah.
Like, it is a TV show about baking cakes. I mean, I love it, obviously.
But it's the most popular TV show in the country. It's 15 million people tuned in last year to watch the final.
Yeah,
so
it's true. And obviously, there was so much coverage when they jumped ship to Channel 4. I mean, I'm looking forward to watching it. I'm pretty sure the entire nation.
I can't wait.
We'll be doing this.
So we'll all be giving it a chance. What are we excited to see what the presenter's like? I'm a big Noel Fielding fan.
I love Noel Fielding.
And I can't wait to have him on my TV every single week.
See, I don't know him very well. And just from what I've seen, I'm just a bit like, I'm not sure about
him. No, I actually think he's going to be really good.
I think he's going to charm all of the people that maybe have never been exposed to him before.
Yeah, he might win us over.
Because he's quirky and he's different. But I think people like that. And it's very Channel 4. I mean, I love Mighty Boosh, so it's years. But I think... Once people start to see what he's like, and I think the Sandy and Prue will sort of provide that sort of...
Will him and Sandy together work? I mean,
I think because it's so eclectic, it kind of sums up British Bake Off, doesn't it?
Because
it's like
best
the whole thing,
British.
Best of British, and people wouldn't think necessarily that we'd all love to sit around and watch people bake cakes, but we do, and there's like funny things that we all like to pick up on, and I think the eclectic like judging panel... reflects our love for the show.
Yeah, I just feel like Mel and Sue, they're such an iconic duo.
Yeah.
It must be pretty challenging. Yeah. But then again, the reviews have said that they've really held their worth against them.
I don't think they should ever have tried to replace them in the sense of getting another like double act in.
Yeah.
The fact they're so different is like showing that you can't replace Mel and Sue.
Yeah. That's the key thing, isn't it? They've not tried to just recreate the exact same show. They've gone, okay, we're going to move to Channel 4. We're going to be Channel 4. Yeah. Noel Fielding is a personality on our channel. Yeah. Let's put him on it. Yeah. Let's not be like, oh, we've picked up this show that kind of doesn't really necessarily sit with everything else that we produce. Let's make it totally BBC. That wouldn't be right. How are we going to watch it? Because I think, was it Prue or Sandy was like, oh, by the way, you know, you can just like record it and then like skip through the adverts. Are people going to do that? Or
I mean, I'm going to do that because
then
I don't watch adverts.
But this eliminates live tweeting the whole thing, which is such a big thing.
True.
But that's welcome to my life. Like I literally, because I always sit down about an hour after anyway and I just see every spoiler ever.
That's the thing. Yeah. I don't know.
I think maybe gone a bit of a blackout.
But then I think one of the great things about Bake Off is that everyone is so involved in it on Twitter and people are talking about everyone's bakes and their cakes and like what
okay,
they look
all right,
like.
So I'll tell you what to do then. You just pause it for half an hour and then you catch up. So then by the time
you're
finishing
it,
you
see
the elimination.
That's
then
a good
you're
idea.
Up to the... I need to sit around.
But I mean, I've got to admit sometimes though, I like an ad break. I like to make a cup of tea.
It's nice to have an excuse.
I like to, you know, feel like I can go to the loo without worrying about missing something.
But it does mean that it's just a lot longer though. I think it's an hour and 15 minutes now.
Yeah, they've brought the show up.
If it fits into the hour, then I can sort of justify it. You know, busy clearly doing nothing.
So it is one full hour of Bake Off. Of Bake Off
content.
Which
is good. We don't want to lose the content.
We haven't missed out. Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
Do you think Prue can become the new Mary Berry?
I don't think she'll be the new Mary Berry because I think she's got a bit more, pardon the pun, bite to her.
Yeah.
I think she's going to be sort of like, if Mary Berry's a lovely granny who everyone just wants to hug, Prue's sort of like the bit more austere granny who, you know, you have to look your best for on a Sunday and you really want to impress.
Yeah.
You know? So I think she'll have a different
role.
She's
not afraid to kind of tell you off like a mum would.
I will enjoy it. And I watched her last year on My Kitchen Rules. And she was good. Like, she was a good judge then. And she's definitely knows what she's talking about. I mean, she runs an entire cookery school that's pretty, you know, well established.
She's a bit of a big dog,
Yeah, so I will be interested to hear what she has to say. Although apparently she says at one point it's not worth the calories, which I don't like. You don't bring calories into Bake Off.
No.
I don't think there's any room for calories in Bake Off, surely. They should be left at the door.
Do not mention those.
They should be left
just like to pretend that it's all okay.
Yeah.
So we think that the whole nation will tune in on Tuesday. Once we've watched an episode, we start liking the characters. Because let's be honest, the same people working behind the scenes that will have brought it all in.
It's the same tent.
We're all going to be just as hooked. And all of this stuff like, oh, let's boycott it. Oh, BBC. Oh, we hate Channel 4 for this. Yeah. Oh, we hate Love Production. No one's actually going to care in reality. Yeah. We're
people
all gonna
are fickle.
Just
we're
going
to be watching, aren't we?
Yeah.
But I do want to see what if Paul makes any references to his former life on the BBC with Maz Baz.
I know. Paul's just shameless, isn't he?
He is shameless.
Yeah.
I feel like finally the show that's going to fill our Love Island hole has come. Although Love Island was every single day of the week and Bake Off is not.
It's okay. Yeah. Like, Strictly Come Back 2. So that's just, we can watch It Takes Two for a few days. We'll find a way to obsess about TV again.
Yeah.
Well, with that, that's everything this week. So this, again, is We're Obsessed With. It comes out weekly every Friday. There's more showbiz gossip in the magazine, which is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7. And if you go to heatworld.com, you get all your breaking news.